The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, we spoke to Pete Hellier and learned he has quite a way with words.
This is on the back of the lady out of Western Australia saying we shouldn't say 12th man anymore, we shouldn't say batsman. Now, Chinaman.
This is get rid of all the controversy.
Clean it up a bit.
Clean it up a little bit, Roo. Let's call it the left hand wristy.
It'll introduce that new bowler that we haven't seen before in cricket that halfway through an over when he gets tired, he changes hands.
Number four. Tex Walker was in and we learnt sometimes the best on-field sledge is a dad joke.
I thought Jackie Kelly played a great role as well.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Have you heard what he said to Stevie J?
Oh, no. Tell us.
Stevie J was into him and obviously Jackie's old man manages him. He said, Stevie, don't talk to me like that, mate. You've been paying for my business class tickets to Europe for the past 6 years.
Oh,
I think Stevie put his head down and walked off.
He laughed.
He said, that's one of the best young fella.
Back in your box, Stevie.
Number three.
We learnt why you should always keep your caravan unlocked.
Well, I went to this luncheon at a pub on Friday. Thought I'd do the right thing and drink mid-strength beers because I'm over 40 now and I like to drink mid-strength. So I got home a bit later on and I always sleep in Starkers, as you know. And I think I got up from go for a wee and went out the front door. Must have thought the garden needed a water. And the door shuts behind me in the middle of the night. Like, oh, no. So I saw the caravan there, so I just jumped in the caravan.
Roo even made the news.
Nord police have issued a statement advising local residents to be on the lookout for a man roaming the streets nude. He's said to be of a large build and may be publicly urinating, appearing incohesive and singing the Adelaide Crows club song out of tune.
Might be time to downgrade from mid-strength to light beers, big fella.
Number two.
Mick Malloy was on and we learnt he is never short on a joke.
Grant Denyer crashed his car while rally driving. Have you seen the picture?
Yeah. He broke his leg. It's only a little leg, but
it's a tiny one. It's a tiny one. Don't forget him one of those kiddie plaster cars. I don't know what happened. He probably his feet couldn't reach the brakes. Because I know he sits on a phone book when he drives a car.
He's not that short, is he?
Name a word you might use to describe Grant Denyer.
I'm sorry, but short.
Let's put me out of my misery and see if it's on the board, please.
The number one thing we learned this week is that old dogs can learn new tricks.
There are no five test series anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Ashes?
No, they haven't been five tests for a while either. It's Ruined It's for breakfast. 8:42. Roo, fair to say, since my comment about the Ashes series, tweets have come through. The Ashes are always a five test series. Mm. Head in the cloud, still thinking Port have a chance. That was from Suda. What's Justin Bird written in there?
Did you've had a rough night on the savvy or something, got his nipples right in a twist there. It's with the old five test series for the Ashes.
I've got the list in front of me.
What? It's always five tests.
No, it wasn't. It was a three test series.
When?
1891-92.
You've gone back to the 19th century.
Hang on, I can beat that. In 1887-88, we played one test. In 1882, we played three tests. Fair to say, though, to those tweeters, yes,
I have to apologise.
In recent times, it has been five test series.
I don't know
where I got that from.
You know what I'm really happy about is you're getting quite comfortable with apologising.
Well, it's a regular occurrence.
You weren't good at it there for a while.
Oh, there was a bit of Fonzie about me, I think. Yeah. I was... I just couldn't...
Ralph, I was ruined. Ralph, look. I was ruined.
Tune in next time for Happy Days with Roo and the Fonz. Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.